This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Bring it up, Jake. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here with you. We'll get back to the picks in a second. Side and total, every game week 13 NFL Sunday. World Cup bets on the way. NBA best of the best on the way. Hard locks, NHL on the way. Just want to show everybody here, if people haven't noticed yet, the shirt that I'm wearing during the show today is part of YouBetterYouBetShop.com. YouBetterYouBet merchandise. Don't be a slap long sleeve t-shirt. And I'll say this about the t-shirt. And if it sucks, I would say it's great. Because like, we stand to profit all of this eventually, but like it actually does not suck. So I admit that if it did suck, I would say it's great, but I promise you like it does not suck. It's actually super comfortable. It's not really tight. So I think I got this in, I think it's a large and it fits me perfectly. I love it. You can see it here. Like it's well made. You got the Don't Be a Slap on the front. You've got the You Better You Bet logo on the back. It is it's exceptional. YouBetterYouBetShop.com for all your merchandise needs. Long sleeve shirts, t-shirts, crew necks, hoodies. YouBetterYouBetShop.com. Hats still to come. Basically, either Ken or I need to like get on that to make sure that that happens. Because honestly, I've kind of been slacking in that regard. But we will get all this stuff rolling. YouBetterYouBetShop.com. All right, let's get back to the NFL bets. Jake, can you please lay down the Mario music again? Our NFL sojourn picks back up in Minnesota, where the Vikings, 3-point home favorites against what it do, baby, the Iceman Mike White and the Jets, looking to keep his mouth looking something like a disco ball. Vikings, a 3-point home favorite against Gang Green, total 44.5. Ken Barkley.
I agree with what Rob said, and to a certain extent what you said. I know you like the Jets in the game. Like, Minnesota is fraudulent. Their stats are terrible in a bunch of categories. Their defensive statistics are like bottom quarter of the league in everything. But what's Mike White? Actually like anything? Or that was the Bears and the Bears had no secondary players? I just don't know what this is supposed to be. My number in the game when I made it was 3 and the number in the market is 3. I will have no bet. I will probably play the Jets in the Moneyline Underdog Parlay because it's a game with a ton of uncertainty because one of the quarterbacks has played one time this year. And a dog against a pretty fraudulent team seems like a good time to use a Moneyline Underdog Parlay. So the Jets will probably be in that on Sunday. Short of that, no bets for me in the game.
Guess what the New York Jets are going to do to that ass on Sunday, Ken? One word. Do you know what it is?
I thought I would do Michael Jackson. Do like, beat it, beat it, beat it.
The New York Jets are going to beat that ass on Sunday.
Or the Vikings want to be defeated.
Jets plus +3, Jets money line, however you want to play the Jets. I like the Jets a lot in the game. I think the Jets are better than the Vikings, and the best unit on the field is the Jets defense. I'll take the Jets every which way against the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday, whether Michael Carter plays in the game or not. The Jets, Zonovan Knight looked good last week running the ball for the Jets. Christian Darrisaw going to be out again for the Minnesota Vikings, their star young left tackle. Okay, we go from one New York team in the Jets to another in the New York Football Giants, who sit as 2.5-point home dogs at BetMGM right now, the king of sportsbooks, against the surging Washington Commanders. So the Commies, 2.5-point road favorites. The total here is 40.5. Now, Rob Pizzola talks about this. You know, the injury reports for the Giants is the Giants pretty crazy. A number of players are questionable for this game, including Darius Slayton. That's no good for the G-men. Chase Young is questionable here, Ken, for the Washington Commanders, along with running back Antonio Gibson. Betts, thoughts, please, Giants and Commies.
All week I was like, man, it would be awesome to get a 3 in this game. And I don't think it's going to happen. We may end up going the opposite way. So I have not bet the side yet. I put in a bunch of Giants teasers just in case the teaser range went away in this game and we went to like 1 or something where I couldn't tease the Giants anymore. So the Giants teasers are in. I do like them very much as a teaser, like whether players play or not in the game. Through 7 at home against a team like Washington with a very low total. Just like a really good teaser, like in my opinion. You compare that with a few other things. Baltimore would probably be something on the board that still, as long as it's 8.5 to 2.5, fits that description. Cleveland unconventional 7-1. Even Bengals up isn't terrible. I think Seahawks down against John Wolford is a pretty good idea to basically just win the game. The most conventional teaser like though is the Giants. So whatever you want to pair it with. God, I mean, Clemson against North Carolina really isn't bad too, to be perfectly honest. From 7.5 down to 1.5 to win the ACC championship game. Like backdoor Drake May in play in this game. So I like the Giants. Here's the thing about betting a side in the game though. Rob came on, he told you there's divisive opinions. There's people that like both sides, which means there's people that like Washington. And it means there's a really dicey injury report for the Giants in this game. We get to Sunday. These guys don't play. I think this is going to 3. And I think then you bet the Giants. So I don't think you get anything by betting the game right now if you like the Giants. Like, what are you going to do, bet +2? Oh, no, it might go to +1. Like, why? What are you trying to get ahead of? Who cares about if it goes to +1 or not? But you might get bad injury report 3, juice 3, Washington. On Sunday, remember, Washington's drawn a ton of interest on game day, like every week this year, basically, and all their numbers get bet. I still think with even like a lukewarm injury report, I think we might even get 3 in the game on Sunday. So I'm going to wait and try to get the 3 on the Giants. If we don't get it, we'll talk about it on Sunday and what we want to do. Plus points, money line, teasers, whatever. I think you can tease the Giants because that's what you risk losing. But I don't think you risk anything by waiting until Sunday and see if you get a 3 out of the game.
I think what's especially problematic for the Giants, Richie James and Darius Slayton, both questionable. If those guys don't play, they have no receivers. Like, they have no one to catch the football, basically, here. So let's see what happens coming up on Sunday when the injury report comes out. I think Ken's analysis of the game is perfect, and I agree with his takes on the Giants in the game, so we can move on and leave it at that. And let's move on to the Philadelphia Eagles, Ken, who were 5.5 or 6 earlier in the week against the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee gets bet a little bit, and as we sit right now, Philadelphia, 4.5-point home favorite against Derrick Henry and the Titans. Total in the game is sitting at 44.5. The Titans are going to be down some players on defense. Nico Autry remains out. That's bad news for their run game. Jeffrey Simmons limited today in practice on Friday, listed as questionable. It would seem good for his status that he did practice, even in a limited fashion on Friday. Robert Quinn and C.J. Gardner-Johnson out here, Ken, for the Philadelphia Eagles. What do you got, if anything, Eagles and Titans?
I was positive that I would never have an opinion on this game this week. Like, it was close enough the entire week. And there's 1-4 on the board in this game, and I think that's pretty crazy. And I would bet Philadelphia at that number. So we're not there basically anywhere yet in one place. Excuse me, there's a 4. But that just shows you directionally where we're going. If you saw a 4 minus 110, that would immediately be a bet for me on the Philadelphia Eagles based on the injury information that we have right now. So I'll kind of be on the lookout tonight, tomorrow, to see if those 4s appear. If they do, I would bet them. And otherwise, probably no bet for me in the game. But just, it's like steam gone too far, basically. I'm fine if people want to bet the Titans at like better numbers, but like 4 has to be an entry point on the Eagles for me.
Especially if Jordan Davis is going to return from injured reserve. And like, it looks like that's going to be the case, like on that Philly defensive line, looking to stop right. Derrick Henry, slow down this Titans run game here. It does look like Treylon Burks is going to be good to go for the Tennessee Titans as well. But I agree with Ken. My number in the game is 6. I might play the Eagles if it just stays at 4.5. I still might like Philadelphia.
AJ Brown revenge game too. Former team.
That is true. Treylon Burks revenge game also. kind of, like a weird sort of way.
In like some kind of weird way, sure. Yeah,
so. That's kind of weird way. So it'll be Eagles or nothing for me against the Tennessee Titans. You better you bet Nick and Ken, our bets for Week 13 NFL Sunday. Oh, we're seeing some movement here on the Ravens, and I agree with this. My point spread in this game was like aggressively tilted towards Baltimore, definitely over 10. And right now we're right on the cusp of 10. Maybe we won't get there. But Baltimore up to 9.5 now at home against the Denver Broncos. So the Ravens, 9.5-point home favorites. The total here is 39.5. Lamar Jackson, this looked a little iffy earlier in the week, left Wednesday's practice with a quad injury, had been limited. He is off the injury report, full practice on Thursday and Friday. Lamar Jackson is good to go in this game for the Baltimore Ravens. Now, the Broncos receiving core is an absolute shambles here. KJ Hamler re-aggravates his hamstring injury. He's out. Jerry Jeudy has been hurt the last couple of weeks. He's questionable. Now Courtland Sutton's questionable as well. That's an illness. I think Sutton's probably going to play. But like, these guys aren't healthy. Like this is pretty bad news. We'll see about some of these Ravens defensive players like Marlon Humphrey and Kyle Hamilton. We'll talk more about this coming up on Sunday when we have a clearer injury report. Ken, what do you make of the Ravens and the Broncos?
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah, I was just trying to see if I have no bets on the game. My number was like 8.5, 9, so a little less than yours, but like we're in the range, right? It could be that bettors were waiting just to make sure Lamar was okay. Once he was kind of cleared, you know, bettors entered the market and bet Baltimore that probably liked them anyway in the game, and that's probably why the number went up, to be honest, just my guess. I was trying to think if there was another 7-pointer that I could say that I liked if people wanted to do 9.5 to 2.5 with Baltimore. I don't really see anything on the board that I like that fits that. It needs like a really specific set of criteria for me to like a game like that. I mean, you get the Giants over 8, but that's like not really a really good idea too. So I think at 9.5, it's we're just totally laying off for me. Probably no bets at that number.
One other note here, J.K. Dobbins is apparently close to returning for the Ravens, but it's not going to happen this week. So maybe next week, J.K. Dobbins returns at running back for the Baltimore Ravens. I've teased Baltimore with like 8 different teams already this week. I'm laying the Ravens here, and maybe I'm wrong in a really low total game. Like, I'm going to lay Baltimore. I think this number should be at least 10.5, and it's 9.5 right now. I'm going to lay the Ravens. So I'm going to bet Baltimore. I should have done it at 8.5. I didn't. Whatever. It doesn't really make a difference. I'm going to be on the Ravens here. I'll take a stand here with Baltimore, and I have the Ravens in a million teaser picks. One of the teams I teased Baltimore with, Ken, is Deshaun Watson and the Cleveland Browns. Deshaun Watson back in the lineup for Cleveland. He will not have his tight end, David Njoku, who is out for this game, but everyone else basically playing for Cleveland. The Browns, a 7-point favorite, line holding steady all week at 7. Cleveland -7 on the road at Houston, Watson's former team, obviously. Total 46.5. The Texans going to be without star cornerback, the rookie Derek Stingley, and without their number one wide receiver, Brandon Cooks, in this game. Not good with Kyle Allen as your starting quarterback. Ken, bets for you, please, with the Browns and the Texans.
I was trying to think about this. Just like real quick, what do you think this line is more likely to do? Go to 6.5 or go to 7.5? It may do neither, but what do you think is more likely?
I think if it goes to 6.5, like I'm gonna put like an Oregon on the Browns. So I think, yeah, okay, it should be 7.5.
I feel like 7 -20, maybe something like that's the close. It probably doesn't go to 7.5 in the game. I'm gonna bet Cleveland, and I'm probably gonna do it tonight. I was trying to think about what the game day steam on this game was going to be. That Houston injury report, not great. Cleveland -7 will be a bet for me tonight. I'll put it in with the idea that I don't want to lose the 7. I think it's more likely to go to 7.5 than 6.5. And that's why the entry point is tonight, or it was really this week, just before game day, when maybe some other money enters the market. I'll say Cleveland -7, and I'll probably put it in tonight.
Absolutely love the Browns in this game. I think this number should be 10 also. So, like, I'm in on, even if it were set, like on Sunday when we talk about this, if it's 7.5, my advice is going to be lay the Browns. I bet 7 as well. Tease the Browns down to 1 to win the game. I love Cleveland in this game against the Houston Texans. See if we could sneak one more game in here, and that'll be Seattle on the road at the Rams. Imagine this point spread, someone telling you this before the year. Seattle's a touchdown favorite on the road at the Rams. Total here is 40.5. Matthew Stafford clears concussion protocol, but is not going to play. Smart by the Rams. Season's done. Why play him? Aaron Donald is also out for the Los Angeles Rams. Nothing really of note here for the Seattle Seahawks injury-wise here, Ken. What do you think, Seattle and the Rams?
Yeah, maybe Seattle's defense is just bad enough that teams are going to be able to hang around with them. That's what I'm worried about here. If I was going to lay it with Seattle, obviously the Rams are kind of limping to the finish line. It's kind of a throwaway rest of the season for them, but Seattle's defense was really bad against the Raiders. They lose at home to Vegas. So, I mean, the Rams can cover this number with Wolford for sure. I don't know if the Rams can win the game. Maybe it's tease Seattle. I don't have any bets right now. I have some teasers from early in the week when the Donald news came out that I put in at some valuable numbers, but you know, finding ways to play Seattle, probably not a whole lot. Maybe it's Seattle Cleveland money line, something like that. But other than that, not really interested in the game now that it's 7.
I think the point spread's probably perfect at 7.
I wasn't sure about that at first, because like, remember this was like spiking right like a lot early in the week. And I was like, I gotta tease this just in case.
Agreed, right. And I agree with that thought. But I think we also thought like it might be Bryce Perkins. And like,
right,
Perkins
exactly.
Included himself like somewhat decently. It's Wolford.
Right. So I think now that it's him, like obviously the line settled back down again. So I have the teasers on Seattle that are already in. I don't even mind that I have them, even though I've lost closing line value on it. I still don't mind having Seattle to win the game. That's like the only way I would kind of try to play right now. With Seattle's defense, like laying more than a touchdown or them by margin is just a kind of a dicey proposition, basically, at this point.
Okay, let's see if we can sneak in one more, and that'll be the Dolphins and the Niners. Both Ken and I like Miami. Ken can tell you why. Niners are a 4-point home favorite, total 46.5. We're not going to have enough time to do this game. Jake, just give us a 60 count in our ear. It's unfortunate.
What do we have left?
Talk about it. Like, we have like 4 games. We can rip through them quickly. Start next
Great.
Segment.
Okay.
So here's the injury stuff for Miami. Teron Armstead is doubtful. Austin Jackson is out. Those are both of Miami's starting tackles. But for San Francisco, like the injury stuff is like not insignificant for the Niners. Eli Mitchell, obviously on IR, he's not going to play. McCaffrey is going to be good to go, but didn't practice earlier in the week. Debo is going to be good to go, likely in the game, but he has a quad injury he's dealing with. Trent Williams doesn't practice on Friday with a back injury for a big old dude. He's questionable. It would be massive if he didn't play. So there's a lot going on here with this Dolphins 49ers game. We'll give you our bets on the other side and the rationale behind it. We will also give you bets for the Chiefs at the Bengals, the Chargers at the Raiders, and the Colts at the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. And then we'll give you our World Cup bets for the weekend. All coming up next Power Hour. You Better You Bet, Nick and Ken.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect forever.